Speaker 1.
I collect antique jewellery. Half the fun's browsing in antique shops, so I'd never looked online. It was a colleague who put me onto the site. When I logged on, I was amazed at the range of stuff there. Reasonably priced, too. When I spotted the brooch, I had to have it. I paid by credit card without so much as a glance at the small print. The postage and packing seemed cheap, actually. Perhaps that's why it took ages to arrive. I was beginning to panic, so I called them. They said it had been dispatched and I should have insured it. They only gave a refund if you actually returned it. Luckily, next day, it turned up.
Speaker 2.
I collect silver, but never usually buy online. I like to see the marks close up and always get my wife to double-check them for me. But since moving to the island, we're quite a hike from the nearest antique dealer, so I was tempted when I saw this cup on a website. I should have checked the courier company was willing to deliver up here, though. I ended up having to pick it up from their depot on the mainland. And to think, before paying, I'd been through everything with a fine-tooth comb. You know, the returns policy if I wasn't satisfied with the condition, insurance in case it got damaged in transit. But you can't think of everything.
Speaker 3.
Buying period clothes online isn't usually recommended. You can't know what the condition's really like till you see the garment, and you can't always trust sellers to pack things properly, so stuff gets crumpled in the post. Anyway, after breaking my wrist, I couldn't drive, so was at a loose end at home. That's when I saw a lovely coat on an auction site and put in an impulse bid. It was only later I discovered they don't accept debit cards, that you have to sign up for this complicated online system instead. So when the email came saying I'd won it and here was my invoice, I got a bit of a shock. It took me ages to sort out.
Speaker 4.
I collect Star Wars figurines and don't have a lot to spend on my hobby. But when I saw one I haven't got advertised online, I had to go for it. It's such a rare item. I know you can easily get ripped off online, especially on auction sites, and you're recommended to take out accidental damage insurance, which costs an arm and a leg, but still, I seem to be getting a bargain. So, imagine my disappointment when it arrived and it wasn't the right one. There was no discussion about the refund itself. They were clearly at fault, but I then got into a lengthy argument about who was going to pay the postage to send it back. Never again.
Speaker 5.
I collect football programmes and other memorabilia. I go to collectors' fairs with my mate Petra, because I can never make my mind up whether I'm getting a good price or not. I've been doing a lot of overtime at weekends lately, so I was in funds, but not free to go to the fairs, so I went online. The World Cup final programme I ordered was a bargain, but the postage and packing seemed a bit steep, so I queried it. And guess what? They'd made a mistake. It was a bit dog-eared when it arrived, but they'd never said it was perfect or anything, so my request for a refund was turned down. Petra says it serves me right for not asking about that before buying it.